WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly cloudy skies and 66 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. In the news, a total of five people were injured during two separate accidents last night here in Cass County. Four people were injured during a rollover accident on Highway 6 north of Lewis. That happened at around 9:25 p.m. just west of the Iowa State Patrol Communications Center. All four subjects were transported to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. One was later flown to an Omaha trauma center by helicopter. No names or other details have been released as of early this morning. And a little over an hour and a half later, a truck driver from Ontario, Canada, was injured when, for reasons unknown, a 2003 International semi he was driving left Interstate 80 westbound and rolled into the median near the 57-mile marker or Olive Street exit. The Iowa State Patrol said 46-year-old George McClintock was transported to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic following that crash, which occurred around 10:50 p.m. McClintock was trapped in the cab of the semi, which was nearly crushed. The I-80 westbound traffic was blocked while authorities rerouted the traffic up the exit ramp and around the crash site. The accident remains under investigation. News time is 7:08.
Discover new galaxies with great deals from U.S. Cellular on the latest Samsung Galaxy devices, including the next big thing, the Samsung Galaxy S4, for just $199.99. U.S. Cellular.
Hello.
Hello better. Certain restrictions apply. Applicable data plan required. New two-year agreement and $35 device activation fee may apply. See store for details.
You've seen it. You want it. And here's where you can get it. The Galaxy S4 for just $199.99 at your authorized U.S. Cellular agent in downtown Atlantic. Rex Pharmacy.
Ask any small business owner and we'll tell you.
There's nothing small about us.
People may call us the little guys.
But we are much bigger than that.
Together, we are America's backbone, and we stand with U.S. Cellular because U.S. Cellular stands with us.
Save up to $200 per line with our Better Business Package. U.S. Cellular.
Hello.
Hello, better. Certain restrictions apply. See store or uscellular.com for details.
Do you want to save up to $200 per line for your business cellular? Come see us. We're a small business, too. Your authorized U.S. Cellular agent in downtown Atlantic, Rex Pharmacy.
A woman on a Harley-Davidson trike was arrested late Sunday night after an alleged road rage incident. According to scanner traffic, a woman on a three-wheeled motorcycle pulled up next to another motorist near the 60-mile marker on I-80 eastbound at around 11:40 p.m. The woman was observed a short time later walking on the I-80 overpass to Highway 71. An Iowa State Patrol trooper reported the woman was in possession of a gun when he approached her. The woman was taken into custody without incident just before midnight and brought to the Cass County Jail. No other details are available. Two people were arrested yesterday afternoon in Montgomery County on alcohol-related charges. 36-year-old Clinton John Gardner of Red Oak and 39-year-old LaVon Lynn Lutz of Clarinda were arrested just before 3 p.m. at 250th and G Avenue in rural Red Oak. The pair were charged with public intoxication and held in the Montgomery County Jail on $300 cash bond each. Two men were arrested over the weekend in Montgomery County. Late Saturday night, 51-year-old Randall Dixon of rural Nottoway was arrested on a simple misdemeanor charge of domestic abuse simple assault. Dixon was taken to the custody at his residence at around 11:15 p.m. and taken transport to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held until making an initial appearance before the magistrate. And early Sunday morning, 22-year-old Tyler Frederick Seve of Red Oak was arrested by police in Red Oak on a charge of domestic abuse, simple assault. Seve was taken into custody at around 1 a.m. and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was held without bond. One person was killed and another injured when a car and motorcycle collided Saturday evening in Taylor County. The Iowa State Patrol reports a 53-year-old man from Cookeville, Tennessee, died, and a 19-year-old from Clarinda was injured during the crash, which occurred at the intersection of Highways 2 and Main Street in Newmarket. The accident happened around 7:35 p.m. Saturday. Officials say a 2001 Pontiac Grand Am was traveling east on Highway 2 at the same time a 1981 Honda motorcycle was traveling west. When the car made a left-hand turn in front of the cycle, the motorcycle crashed into the side of the vehicle. The operator of the cycle was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the car was transported to the Clarinda Regional Hospital. No names have been released pending notification of relatives. And a teenager from Shelby County took the first runner-up award during the Iowa State Fair Queen Contest Saturday evening. 18-year-old Chandler Moores of Harlan won a $1,300 scholarship and a $300 gift card to the Jordan Creek Mall as part of the honor. Chandler is the daughter of Alan Moores and Donna Christensen Moores of Harlan. 17-year-old Kelsey Smith of Henry County was crowned the 2013 Iowa State Fair Queen. News time is 7:11.
U.S. Cellular's new Better Business Package could save you up to $200 per line. That's right. Whether you add one line or six, you could save up to $200 for each. That's 200 greenbacks, 200 bones, 200 clams, 200 smackaroni doobles. Okay, I made that one up, but you get the point. U.S. Cellular.
Hello.
Hello, Better. Certain restrictions supply. See store or uscellular.com for details.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. I love saving smackaroony doubles, and I bet you do too. Come see me at your authorized U.S. Cellular agent in downtown Atlantic, Rex Pharmacy.
The price you need and the service you deserve. That's what you can expect from Rex Pharmacy. This is Josh. With the new script card program at Rex Pharmacy, you'll save on all your prescriptions. And there are over 300 preferred medications that are just $4 for a 30-day supply or $10 for a 90-day supply. With this program, we're able to offer you much-needed relief from the rising cost of healthcare, whether you're insured, underinsured, or uninsured. The program is free and available to everyone. So stop in and sign up today at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Del Neary, age 88, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Allen House. Funeral services for Del Neary will be this morning at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Henry Bodler, age 77, of Fontenelle, died Thursday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Henry Bodler will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Marilyn Stover, age 77, of Stewart, died Wednesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Marilyn Stover will be today at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Mardell Hansen, age 85, of Elkhorn, died Thursday at her home. Funeral services for Mardell Hansen will be today at 3 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Pamela K. Crane, age 59, of Casey, died Thursday at the Guthrie County Hospital. A prayer service for Pam Crane will be this evening at 7 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair. James Highland, Jr., age 91, of Griswold, died August the 4th at the Griswold Care Center. A funeral mass for James Highland, Jr. will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Creighton University Retreat Center in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Marvin Thompson, age 76, of Guthrie Center, died Friday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Marvin Thompson will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center is in charge of the arrangements. Donald Thrain, age 70, of Harlan, died Saturday at his home. A massive Christian burial service for Donald Thrain will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Nola Jane Lund, age 66, of Elkhorn and formerly of Harlan, died Friday at Creighton University Medical Center. Funeral services for Nola Lund will be held on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Ivan Chaffa, age 98, of Fontenelle, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Graveside services for Ivan Chaffa will be at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.